Mishnah Yom is for Friday, the 13th day of Sivan, Tovshin Pe Gimel. Masechta Yoma, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Ein Odom Nichnas Lazara, Lavoida, Afilu Tahor, Ad Sheyikba. No one could enter the Ezos Yisrael to do the Avoida, or others say, the Yerushalmi says, even not to do the Avoida, just to enter the Azara, to enter the temple courtyard. No one could enter, even if the person was absolutely Tahor, before he went to mikveh. Ad sheyikbal, he had to go to mikveh first. The Gemara learns this as a kal v'chomer from Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim. Ma dochan kon Yom Kippur. When the Kohen Gadol changed from Kodesh to Kodesh, he changed from golden clothes to white clothes, and from white clothes to golden clothes, and each time he did it, he had to go to mikveh. And he went from places like the Heichal to the Dvir, from the chamber to the in the Mishkan, in the Beis Hamikdash, to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he'd have to go to mikveh each time. Alachas kama, how much more so when you're changing mechol la kodesh? A person is coming from a weekday area that's not holy, that's not punishable by koros if one enters in a state of tumah, to the kodesh area, for sure that one has to go to mikveh. That's one opinion in the Gemara. There is another pin in the Gemara that says that the purpose of going to mikveh before entering the Azara was just to awaken a person, to alert the person, in case there was some tumor that was on his body and he wasn't, and now he'll remember it by going to mikveh. Says the Mishnah further, Chomesh tevilos v'asor kiddushin tovel kohen gadol u'makadosh b'yom. 5 times did the kohen gadol went into mikveh, and 10 times he did washing hands and feet on the day of Yom Kippur. And each time the Kohen Gadol changed his clothes to do the Avodah of Yom Kippurim, every time he did that change of clothes, he would go to mikveh. And twice he would wash his hands and feet. The first time to give honor to the clothes that he's about to take off, and the second time to give honor, he goes to mikveh to give honor to the clothes that he's going to wear. And the what were the 5 avodas? What were the 5 different services that the Kohen Gadol had to change his clothes? Well, there was the first one he did in Tomid Shel Shachar, the morning Tomid in golden clothes. That when we say golden clothes, we mean the ordinary 8 clothes that a Kohen Gadol would wear during the year, of which 4 contained gold. Then there was the avoda of the day. He had to change now a second time. This was avoid of the day, meaning all this, the lottery on the 2 goats, sprinkling of the blood inside, burning the ketores in the Holy of Holies. All of that was done in the white clothes or linen clothes. They had no gold on them. Then there was a 3rd avoda, that was offering his ram and the ram of the people. That was back to golden clothes. Then there was the 4th avoda, that was going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim simply to take out the spoon, and to take out the frying pan that he used for the burning the ketores in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And this he did again in white clothes. And then the 5th time, the fifth change of clothes, was when he offered the Tomid Shel Ben Arbaim, the afternoon Tomid, back into golden clothes. And each time he went to mikveh, as we said, there were 2 kiddush and 2 times washing the hands and feet. V'chulon, continues the Mishnah, all the times that the Kohen Gadol went to mikveh, every time he did it, b'kodesh. It was in a mikveh that was in the temple courtyard, in the Kodesh area, in the holy area. Al Beis HaParva, on top of a office that was called, or a chamber that was called, the House of the Parva. Now, on the roof of that chamber, there was a place of toveling for a Kohen Gadol. And that's where the Kohen Gadol dipped each time, except for the first one. Chutz mizo bilvad, except for the first time that the Kohen Gadol went to mikveh, which any person would have to do as they start the avoda, as they would come into the temple courtyard, that was not done. That mikveh was not in the Kodesh area, in the holy area. That was in the Chol area. That was in a mikveh built on top of the Sharamaim, on top of the gate of the water gate, that was next to his chamber, next to Kohen Gadol's chamber. Mishnah Dalet. Perisus sodin shel butz, they would spread, the Kohenim would spread open up a sheet of linen, a very nice material, beinoi uvein levein ham, to separate between him and the people. when the Cohen Gadol did his first tefillah, because it was in an area that other people also tefilled, it was a bit more open. So there was for privacy, for modesty, they spread made a screen of this of boots of linen. Some say that the Gemara explains why was it of linen. It was to remind the Cohen Gadol, today is Yom Kippur, and you're going to have to wear the linen clothes for the Avodah in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies, not the ordinary eight clothes that contain gold, some of which contain gold. Poshat, the Kohen Gadol stripped off his weekday clothes. Yorad V'tobel, he went down and toveled the first mikveh, in the first tevilah, the first dipping of the day, that was done there in that area upon Sharamayim, over the gate at the water gate. And then Allah, he came out of the mikveh, v'nistapag, and he dried himself. Heviloi bigdei zahav, and then they would bring him the golden clothes that he would wear during the year, which were the shirt and the pants, the hat, the belt, the me'il, the long blue tunic, the choshen, the breastplate, the ephod, the apron, and the tzitz, and the golden headplate. And in four of these clothes, there was gold. So v'lovash v'kidesh yadav raglav. He would put on the eight clothes, all eight clothes that he would wear during the year, and he would wash his hands and feet. He'd do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. That's because in honor of the golden clothes that he's wearing. Notice, however, the Gemara asks, what about when he took off his weekday clothes? He didn't wash his hands and feet there. And if that's the case, instead of having ten washing of the hands and feet, there would only be nine. We learned in the previous Mishnah that there were ten. The Gemara answers that also at the end of all the avodas that he had done, when he came to take off his holy clothes and put on the choil, the weekday clothes, he would also wash his hands and feet then, and that gives us the tenth time. Continues the Mishnah, Hevi Eloi Sabbat Tomid, after he's now got his golden clothes on, they would bring him the Korban Tomid, the regular morning Tomid, Korban that they would bring every day. Krotzoi, he would shecht it. He would shecht it. Not all of it. He would shecht most of the two simonim, most of the windpipe and gullet. And he had to hurry because he had to go quickly collect the blood. Normally, other Kohenim could collect the blood. But here, everything is done by the Kohen Gadol. So he had to quickly go and do it. Who finished off the shechita? He did most of the shechita. Who finished it off? Omerik Acher. Someone else, another Kohen, would come and take over from the shechita. Shechita Al-Yoda would finish off the shechita next to him or on behalf of him. Kibbel Esadom, the Kohen Gadol then would quickly come and collect the blood, Uzrakoi, and he sprinkled it on the Mizbeach, as one normally does each day with the Kohen Tomid. Nichnas, he then went in, Lahaktir Ketores Shel Shachar, to offer the morning incense, the Ketores that was done half in the morning, half in the evening. Again, today Yom Kippur, it has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. Or Lahaiti Vesaneris, he also went to fix up, to prepare or fix the neiros of the menorah, the golden menorah. According to the Rambam, it means not just to clean it out, it means to light it. He says he holds that lighting was done as well, not just in the night time, but in the morning as well. Now, there were seven neiros, but he didn't do all seven at one go. He would first do five, make a break, do some other avoida, do some other work of the that he's asked to do in the Beis HaMikdash, and then come back for the other two, to killing out the other two Neros, or light them, as the Rambam says. So some say, what does our Mishnah mean, therefore, when it says, Lehetivis Aneros? Is it the five or is it the two? Some say it refers to the five, that indeed was done before the burning of the Ketores, but just the Mishnah doesn't put it in the right order. Others say, no, the five Neros, the first five, was done by another Kohen before the Ketores. And the Kohen Gadol, he would do the cleaning out of the lamps. After the Ketores, he would do the other two. And it is these two that we're referring to, according to these Mefarshim. It's the two Neros, not the five. What else would he go in to do? He would go in to do Ola Hakriv Esarosh Vesevorim. He would go in and offer the head and the limbs of the Korban Tomid, Vesachavitin, and the pancakes. These are the pancakes that the Kohen Gadol would offer every single day of the year, half of it in the morning, half in the evening, and this would be done as a regular thing, he would do this now at this point as well. And he would also pour the wine libations as well. And in fact, there were other things that Mishnah doesn't even mention explicitly, like the minchas tamid, the mincha accompanying the tamid as well.